despair.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I looked into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. How many of you are excited about God? Some of you, that's great. That's wonderful. How many of you are going to get excited about God? Amen. We should all be excited about God. Can you say amen? Or say oh me. Thanks, Michael. And praise God. I want to talk to you about a specific subject today that we all need to be partakers of. And I've entitled it, If Jesus Is All you have all you need. Amen. I want you to make it personal, and I want you to say it. Make it personal. Say it now. If Jesus is all I have all I need. One more time. If Jesus is all I have all I need. You see, if the world is against you and you're with Jesus, you're still the majority. But if you're part of the world and Jesus is against you, you're the minority. Jesus has everything you will ever need. Tell your neighbor, say, you got it already. And I want you to go with me to Psalm 91, verse 16. You all know Psalm 91. That's, we call it Psalm 911, 911. Who are you going to dial? You're going to dial Psalm 91 and 1 on the other end, amen. And we're looking at verse 16, and look what he says here. He says, with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. God's talking to you and me. Who needs salvation? We do. Mankind needs salvation. So he's making you two promises right here. With long life, I'm going to satisfy you. Now, what do you consider to be long life? Some people think 75. Well, if that's long life to you, have at it. But as for me and my house, I want a much longer life than that. I'd like to still be around when Jesus returns and go back in the rapture. And the Bible has promised us in, and you can check it out, Genesis 6:3, has promised us already. He says, what is man? I will not always strive with him. Yet shall his days be 120 years. You don't believe it? Check it out for yourself. You got a Bible, read it. He promised us 120 years. Now you might be happy at like, whoa, give me 98. But you will be satisfied with long life. And listen, he says you'll be satisfied. I will satisfy you. You don't get long life and you're broke, miserable, sick, grumpy and complaining. You want to be satisfied. You want to be the head and not the tail. Well, God's made that arrangement and that plan for us. Now, the Young's literal translation says it like this. With length of days, I will satisfy him and I cause him to look on my salvation. He will see my salvation. He will look on my salvation. Now, that word salvation in the Hebrew is number 3444. Out of the Strong's Concordance. Do you know that the word for salvation is Yeshua? Now, let me just explain something to you. There were no vowels in the Hebrew. There's no vowels in the Hebrew alphabet. And so it's actually spelled YHWH. And they didn't know how to pronounce it. And so, but we believe it's Yeshua. Because there are no vowels. So Yeshua, do you know what it actually means? In the Strong's Concordance, the name Yeshua, it means salvation. The Lord is salvation. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, say, the Lord is salvation. The Lord is salvation. Now, who is that? Who is Yeshua? Jesus. The Lord is salvation. If you look upon Jesus and confess that Jesus is Lord and that he lived and died for your life, you shall be salvationed or saved. Amen. So Jesus is Yeshua. You know what else it includes in the word Yeshua in the Strong's Concordance? Here's what it includes. Deliverance, help. How many of you ever need help? Prosperity. Woo! How many of you need some money? Oh, okay, so three of you. That's great. The rest of you, you're going to scrape and borrow and raffle and battle to get your kids just into college. Have you seen what it costs to get children into a good college? You need money. How many of you want to build orphanages for children? How many of you want to help people fly around the world and witness for Christ? It takes some money, honey. If you get on the plane and say, I'm an evangelist and I'm going to go and do the work of the ministry, so I'm coming on for free, they're going to check you off. Yeah. And the tarmac's hard. I've tried it. All right. You know what else it includes? Security. How many of you want to be secure in your life? How many of you want security for your family? You see, Yeshua doesn't just include salvation. Some people just take salvation and they're happy. Me, I want the whole package. Give it all to me. I want all the trappings and trimmings that goes with it. Amen. I want healing. I want peace. I want joy. And the other part is it also gives you victory. Victory over everything. So Yeshua is something that is way more than just salvation. If Jesus is all you have all you need. If you need healing, he has the answer and has got it for you. If you need prosperity, if you need security, whatever you need, he's got it. That's why we worship Jesus in this church. Can you say amen? The true riches. Now remember, he says, you will see my salvation. You will look upon my salvation. Everyone say, look upon salvation. All right. Now watch this. He says here, what I want to say actually, the true riches are in seeing and knowing the Lord Jesus. There's your true riches. Never mind the finances and the healing and that. The true riches are in seeing Jesus and knowing Jesus. How many of you would agree with that? Amen. To see Christ and to see his goodness like Moses did is what we should be desiring. Remember, Moses said to God, show me your glory. And then God answers him and says, you can't see it because you'll die. You can't live in this state and see my glory. But I will let it pass by you and you will see my goodness. He likens his glory to his goodness. You want to see the goodness of God? You've got to see Jesus. For God so loved the world, he sent his goodness. Amen. Jesus is amazing. He's every answer to every question. He's every answer to every prayer. He's every answer to every word you cry out. Every sigh that you have. Every attack comes against you. He's the answer to each and every one. Now, I want you to look at someone very specific in the Bible. We've all heard about this man before. His name is Abram or Abraham. We all know about Abraham. So I want you to see why Abraham was so strong in faith. Remember, he's the father of our faith. Jesus is the author of our faith, but Abraham is the father of our faith. He trusted God before anybody else. To do what God said. Amen. Well, actually, Noah did too. There were a lot of people, but he's the father of our faith. And look what it says here in John 8, 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. Now, hang on just a second. There's a scripture where Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. And he said, your father's right there, saw my day. And they said, you're not even 50 years old. Abraham's been dead 2,000 years, and you're saying he saw you. Yes, he did. Your father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Wow, that's quite a statement to make. How many of you know that God is sovereign? What does that mean? He's sovereign over everything. He's ruler over everything. He's boss over everything. He's king of every king. You understand? He's the Lord of all the lords. He's above and there's nothing that's going to go above him. His word is forever settled in heaven, and his name is above every other name. God is sovereign. What does sovereign mean? Some people think sovereign means, well, I can do as I please because God's going to do what he wants. You'll end up in trouble. God's given us freedom to choose. Now, some people say, well, look what happened he hardened Pharaoh's heart. God being a sovereign God, he knows everything. He's omniscient, he's omnipresent, and he's omnipotent. That means he's everywhere, he's all-powerful, and he knows everything. He's never had a beginning, he'll never have a beginning, and he's never had an end, he'll never have an end. He always was. Yes. Everyone say, he always was.
He always was.
I don't understand it, but I don't argue it. Because I don't understand the blood too clearly, how blood can save me, but I receive it. I understand to the best of my human ability, but the Holy Spirit needs to kick in and make me worthy to receive Christ. You understand? And he did just that. He gave me the faith. So he knows everything. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. That means he's the first and the last. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's everywhere. He's not limited by time or space like we are. He's everywhere all the time. And he knows everything all the time. In actual fact, he said this about you. He said, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He says, and every one of your days was written in my book. Before he created you, he knew every day. People think, well, he was shocked when Adam sinned. No, he knew it. Jesus, before the foundation of the world, was already preordained and pre-planned. Do you understand? God is sovereign, but he's given us freedom to choose. So if God is sovereign, don't you think he knew you would receive him as Savior?
Yes.
If every day of your life was written in his book, did you live a day when you received Christ?
Yes.
You were alive when you received Christ.
Yes.
In the earth, walking on down the road or sitting in a church, and you said, I received Jesus. That day was written in his book. Every one of your days was already in his book. He's sovereign. He knows everything. Or do you think, whoa, Jerry got saved. Hey, tell the angels, hallelujah. No, he knows everything and he knew everything. And he knows you will receive him and he knows you will reject him. He knows. You think he didn't know Pharaoh after the 10 miracle signs and wonders was still going to reject him? He knew it. Amen. And if God could force anyone to be saved, he would have done it right there. He would have got Pharaoh to turn to him. So God is not sitting there and you're just sitting there watching the wheels go round and round. No, you got a part to play in how you live. You make the decision if you're going to live in heaven or if you're going to live in hell. Your decision totally. He's not going to force anyone, but he knows your choice. He knows what you're going to do. Amen. So in that sense, God is sovereign, but he's also sovereign over his word. He said, if you believe and receive Jesus, then you will be saved.
Yes.
Not if I send him and force you. He said, if you believe and receive, then you'll be saved. He's not forcing anybody anywhere to do anything.
No.
We have freedom of choice.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes I wish we didn't. But then you've also got the responsibility of accepting the results of the choice you make. You see, we can make any choice we want, but we can't determine what the outcome is going to be. We cannot. We cannot choose the results of the choice we make. We get to the place of making the choice, and then it's out of our hands from there on. Amen. Or say, oh me, but say something. So Abraham's faith was so strong because he saw Yeshua. He saw Jesus. He actually saw Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce